Well, 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 you've returned. I'm so happy. I guess that means you liked my last reading. Good. Today's story will be a doubleheader. It's called Sociopath, and it was written by P-Spot. Gather around, fillies and colts. Let Auntie Lily tell you a very dark story.
Sociopath, written by P-Spot.
Diamond Tiara. Diamond Tiara. God, I hate that name so much. That name is the source of all my anger and rage and hate and every single other negative emotion out there. She is the bane of my existence. So in order to get my revenge on her, I'm going to have to do something completely out of the ordinary for some pony like me. Or maybe it is completely ordinary. Oh well. I'll define what's ordinary later. I haven't even mentioned my name. Maybe I shouldn't tell you, otherwise they'll get me. I don't know who or what or even why. I just know that they'll get me if I even utter a single syllable of my name. So no mentioning of that word. Ever. Now that we have that delightful thought out of the way, I'll give you a bit of a background about me. My name is... You almost got me there, but I caught that trick. I have a pale blue coat and an exceptionally dark blue mane and tail. I model the style off of Vinyl Scratch. I just love her work. I don't have a cutie mark yet, and I've got a single mom. My dad died a couple of years after I was born. I'm an earth pony, and I go to the same school as the infamous Cutie Mark Crusaders, or CMC as they like to be called. Oh, I almost forgot the reason I'm writing this. I really hate that Diamond Tiara. She not only made the CMC's life, as well as mine, a living hell, but as soon as she thought that Silverspoon was plotting against her, she started to go out all out on her too. Silverspoon defected and decided to join the CMC. God, that day was glorious. Sadly, though, no blood was spilled. I love spilling blood, but I have to keep it all bottled up, lest I hit an innocent bystander out of anger. I actually did that once. They locked me up in a mental institution because of it. I eventually got out, but then Diamond Tiara got back into my life and twisted it into her own plaything. Why do I keep mentioning I hate her? Because I just do. I'm going to tell you of one particular day where Diamond Tiara bullied my friends. Don't say I didn't warn you. There she was, Diamond Tiara, sitting just a few desks away from me and a little to the left. Why it's always to the left, I have no idea. It just was. Diamond Tiara was laughing it off with a friend of hers. It wasn't Silverspoon because it didn't look anything like a filly. It looked like it was Pipsqueak. But that was impossible. Pipsqueak doesn't even have his cutie mark. So why would he be with Diamond Tiara? Then Miss Cheerlee told us to go outside to recess. We all ran out, but I stayed in the shadows. My friends were used to this, so they just ignored me. I was fine with that. Diamond Tiara walked out by herself, and she was heading over to the playground. No doubt to terrorize the CMC. I was right. Tiara started to verbally abuse them. I was too far away to hear anything, so I was content to just watch. It looked like Sweetie Belle and Apple Bloom were standing up for Scootaloo. I wanted to intervene and help the CMC, but this was just too good to pass up.
Hey!
A bright pink pony popped up beside me, holding a bag of popcorn in her hooves. I was startled. What did you do that for? I asked quietly.
I wanted to see what you were doing. What are you doing anyway?
I'm watching Diamond Tiara bully the CMC. I'm also thinking about killing her in her sleep. I answered casually, without turning around.
Yeesh, I'll just watch you instead.
Pinkie Pie leaned in close. Close enough that we were almost kissing. I leaned away and looked over to where I last saw the group. I couldn't see them. They must have all gone back inside. I excused myself so that I could go and look for my friends inside the school. Back inside, I was surprised to find everypony seated. The bell must have rung without me noticing. I quickly took my place and waited for Miss Cheerly to come in. She walked into the classroom, and there were two ponies trailing behind her. I couldn't believe that my parents were here. Actually, why were they here? My parents spotted me and told me to go outside. The other kids in the room snickered. When my parents confronted me, they said that Pinkie told them about me telling her that I was planning to kill Diamond Tiara. Why did she tell you that? Keep your voice down. My dad snapped at me. Why should I? I asked just as quietly.
So that the other ponies don't find out about your dangerous side, Mom whispered.
Oh, so I have a dangerous side now, don't I? My voice was threatening to release all the anger I had felt during the day.
Yes, ever since you destroyed that poor filly's life.
I felt saddened by that. I just let my anger get out of control, and I managed to hit some pony innocent. I think I saw her at the hospital in a wheelchair once.
I'll ask again then. Why did she tell you about that?
She told us because she was worried about you. You know she doesn't like it when some pony thinks of something evil to do. Like, for example, killing Diamond Tiara in her sleep, Dad answered.
She was just worried about me. So she told you, and then you came over here to scold me for something I haven't even done.
I just said I was planning to do it. I didn't actually mean I would do it. My parents visibly relaxed. I could still see the fear in their eyes, though. They were still afraid I'd blow up with even the slightest slip-up. I felt like rolling my eyes. My parents never understood. They think I'll actually kill some pony. Innocent, that is. Though they think she is innocent, too. So what if I did knock her off with while she slept? The world may yet thank me for it.
Sociopath 2. The interview.
I've gotten old. No, I'm not that old. I'm just more grown up than I was before. Yes, I know that's what I was thinking, but I didn't go through with it. It was just a harmless thought, a thought that managed to manifest itself into a plan, and said plan was executed on a dark and stormy night. I could not believe that Diamond Tiara still screamed like the filly she was. I thought she would have been more resilient, more something. I don't know the right word for it. Diamond Tiara deserved to die. She deserved to die for what she did.
Oh, that's right. You don't know what she did, do you?
Well, allow me to tell you what started this revenge against Diamond Tiara.
At first, it was just her picking on my friends. Now, I'll tell you what happened roughly about a year after I planned to kill her. We had finished the day's class with Miss Cheerly, and by this point, we were all ready to go home. Home. Recently, my mom and stepdad died in a fire. The fire was an accident, I swear it. I was just making some pancakes for breakfast when the whole stove lit up like a pyromaniac on drugs. My parents tried to put it out with a water spell, but the spell was too weak. My mom specialized in botany, growing plants and the like. My stepdad, on the other hand, specialized in caring for animals, much like Fluttershy is, but he's more used to dealing with poisonous type animals than Fluttershy is. Anyway, I tried to give them help, but they didn't want my help. So without provoking their anger further, I ran to Twilight to get help. When we got back to the house, however, it was just a husk. The stallions that were in the fire brigade got there too late to save my parents. Of course, it didn't help that we lived next door to Diamond Tiara, but that's besides the point. Why didn't you save them? I wanted to shout to them, but I was too distraught to think. Twilight tried to console me, but I brushed her arm away and ran. I don't know where, and I don't know for how long, but I ran until I got too exhausted to run any further. I collapsed on the ground, chest heaving. I felt that the ground underneath me was stone and not dirt, like I first thought it was. But before I could think on the matter any further, I succumbed to sleep. No, don't let me relive the nightmares. The nightmares. They hurt to think about. I can't. I snapped awake and was instantly alert. I realized I was in the castle of the two sisters. When I thought of my parents, I broke down again. Some pony must have heard me because I heard footsteps and a flash of orange and yellow. My eyesight was blurred from all the tears that were welling up, so I couldn't tell who it was. I hadn't realized I fell unconscious until I woke up to harsh sunlight. Looking around, I saw I was in Apple Bloom's room. What was I doing here? Wasn't I in the Everfree Forest before? Hey, Sugar Cube, you feeling any better? An orange muzzle pushed itself into my vision, and I scrambled up against the bed head, where I promptly banged it. I grimaced and rubbed the sore spot. What do you mean, am I feeling any better? Why am I in Apple Bloom's room? I asked Applejack. Apple Bloom walked in and beamed when she saw me. Looks like you're finally awake. Apple Bloom grinned in happiness. What do you mean I'm finally awake? You mean you don't remember? Apple Bloom asked. She had a worried look on her face. I think that's enough, Apple Bloom. Let's give her time to rest. Applejack quickly pushed Apple Bloom out of the room and closed the door behind them. I breathed a sigh of relief. Nope, I'm not doing this anymore. What do you mean I have to keep going? Fine. Applejack and Appleboom answered my questions and eventually helped me get over the death of my parents. I was so convinced that Diamond Tiara somehow started the fire, but she wasn't anywhere in the kitchen when the stove caught on fire. Unless she was in there when I went to the bathroom to wash up.
But that's ridiculous, because when I went to the bathroom, no one else was there. And then again, the window was open when I came back, and I was so sure I had closed it. I'm fairly convinced that Diamond Tiara did it, considering we live right next to their house and all. Why we live next to that devil, I've got no idea. And I never will know because I can't think about it. If I do, then this whole cycle of emotion will start again. I steeled myself to ask the question when the door opened. I was surprised that not only Applejack walked in, but also all her friends were there as well. "What are you doing here?" I asked them. That wasn't the question, but I don't think I'll be able to ask it under these circumstances. "The reason we're here is because we want to know why you were at the castle in the middle of the Everfree." I laughed harshly. "Is that the only reason? Or is there some other motive?" I sneered. Twilight stepped back a bit, and a shocked look came across her face. "What? No! There's no other motive. We were just curious as to the reason why you were at the castle." Twilight sounded sincere, but I didn't believe her. "You want to know the reason? Fine, I'll tell you the reason. It's because of the rumors that I went there. Yes, I was distraught. Yes, I wanted you to console me, but I pushed you away because I knew that it was the perfect chance to investigate said rumors. But when I got there, I broke down crying instead." I made a small sob sound and couldn't tell them anything else. "I'm not kidding. Why are you making me do this? Why are you making me relive my past?" "If that's the reason, why then continue your little interview without me?" Ah! "I won't do it. You can't make me." Okay. I'll continue. Just don't do that again. Please." The moment Twilight stepped out the door, I turned over in the bed and cried myself to sleep. All that hard work that Applejack and Applebloom put into helping me move past that was taken away by some stupid question. I waited until darkness to sneak outside. I climbed through the window and jumped lightly down to the ground. I'm really sorry for doing this, but I've got no choice. I've got to investigate those rumors and see if they're just that or something else entirely. I quickly galloped to the Everfree and cautiously stepped inside the border of foliage. I was amazed that I didn't get hurt when galloping through here last time. I cautiously walked forward and froze at every slight rustle. Eventually, I made it to the castle and stepped inside. My hooves clacked loudly against the tiles. The last time I was here, Applejack and Applebloom found me. It's not going to happen this time. I walked up to the tapestry that showed the feet of Nightmare Moon by Princess Celestia. After gazing at it for a bit, I started to poke around it.
According to the rumors, there was a hidden switch behind a tapestry that led to a secret room. I felt my hoof bump into something solid, jutting out from the wall. I grinned in anticipation and pushed the solid lump in. What happened next was very unexpected. The whole wall twisted around violently and flung me into the room on the other side before twisting back around to conceal what's inside.
I refuse to do this a second longer. Like I said, I'm not doing this anymore. It hurts too much. Do you want me to burst out crying? That's it. Get out of my way!
I'd finally gotten out of the castle. It was good to feel the sunlight on my face again. The Everfree Forest looked so untamed as ever. When I looked back behind me, I saw Silverspoon try to get out of the tangled mess of guards I'd managed to shove them into. I violently kicked the switch underneath the Nightmare Moon tapestry and locked them all in the room. I galloped as fast as I could out of there and made it outside my hometown. Ponyville doesn't look like it changed much. I sneaked around the outskirts of the town and prayed to Celestia that no name saw me. I made it to Sweet Apple Acres when I heard a soft clang of metal hitting dirt. I turned around and saw Appleboom's jaw drop fall open.
Glistening Dew? Is that you?
I couldn't help it. I cried tears of joy. I ran up to her and hugged her fiercely.
I can't believe it's you. Where have you been for the past 5 years?
Applebloom cried. Can I talk about it inside? I want every pony to hear what I have to say. I asked gently. It felt good to speak normally and not get tortured every time I didn't answer their questions. As we walked inside, I noticed Appleboom got her cutie mark. It was a hammer and some nails. Must mean she can fix most things that doesn't require magic to run. I followed Appleboom inside. And I was really surprised to see every pony there. Twilight Sparkle, Fluttershy, Big Mac, Applejack, Rainbow Dash, Scootaloo, Sweetie Belle, Rarity, Pinkie Pie, and even the princesses were there. I came back to Ponyville after 5 years of being tortured. And this is what happened.
Did you enjoy those stories, every pony? I know I did. Although, the sad part got a little sappy for me. Though, I guess I couldn't help but read them. I did get a little kick out of them. But, I guess as Lewis would say, all's well that ends well in its own right. Be sure to come back to me again, every pony. I'll be waiting. Sweet nightmares.